WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. How's everyone's week? I usually ask, like, I hope everyone had a great week. Today, I'm saying, how was everyone's week? Good? Bad? Rad? Well, no matter what it is, it'll be great because you chose to start your Monday with me on Motivation Monday. This week, we're going to talk about failure and success. Why in one week am I going to have two topics? Because I was feeling a little wild today and decided why not. But they also go hand in hand, too. I guess that's a good reason. This episode is our sixth episode of Be Aware, where I make you aware of things you weren't aware of before you started listening. You need to be aware of everything. Just an FYI, I don't know if you know that. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your attitude. Be aware of gratitude. Be aware of everything. Be aware of everything, okay? Excuse me. As you could tell, I'm in the studio. I don't have a crappy mic. I'm in the studio. Woohoo! Real quick, I want to say thank you to WVUA 90.7. Noah Haynes is the one technically over the podcast stuff, and he's the one that helps me a lot. So I don't know if he's listening. He has to edit the podcast. So Noah, if you're listening, thank you very much. Everyone give a round of applause for Noah because he does a lot of stuff for Motivation Monday, and I really appreciate it. Yeah. So, also, I've been meaning to say this for multiple episodes, but at the beginning of each episode, there's a song, and it's called Happy Rocks, and it makes me so happy to hear that song. Whoever I'm with listening to Motivation Monday, you'll hear me and go, Happy Rocks, because it's so fun. I love Happy Rocks. Anyway, let's get back to what I was saying. So far, we've had attitude, gratitude, love, heartbreak, mental health, and judgment, and now we're going to be hopping into success and failure. So, yeah, without further ado, let's hop right into this episode and just get everything going. This week, we're going to have three quotes. I told y'all I was feeling a little wild today, so you know I had to have three quotes, which is way more than usual. So I don't know why I titled them like this, but for success, this is the success quote. Ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in. So that's number one. Number two, I named middle. I don't know what I was doing at 12 o'clock today, writing this, but I felt it was important. But it talks about failure and success, so I guess it's like the middle between failure and success. So I don't know. Who knows? Success is most often achieved by those who don't know that failure is inevitable. Lakeland. Lakeland.
Yes.
Is it inevitable? Inevitable?
Inevitable?
Yeah. Say it again.
Inevitable.
Okay.
Just stop.
Yeah. Should I keep going? Should I like retake?
I don't know. Inevitable.
Inevitable.
Okay, there's Lakeland with the narration. I think I'm going to keep that because, you know, this is about failure and success. And obviously, I failed at last week's episode, so I'm determined to succeed with this episode. The third and final quote... Should I start over?
The third and final quote...
I'm glad I have Lakeland here to help me. Failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. Failure is delay, not defeat. It is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Failure is something we can avoid only by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. Yeah, that was a little long quote, but you get what I'm trying to say with it. Failure and success are a part of every life. Success can be small things, such as, I don't know, like waking up on time, passing a test, You know, that could be the small things. Big things are like, I don't know, graduating, buying a car, getting a promotion, getting married, having kids. I don't know. Whatever you want it to be. Failure is the same way. There's stuff that could be small, like failing a test, not getting a job, not getting into school. And then there's big things like drinking and driving, which is a big failure. Do not do that. Do you understand? Do not. A big failure is getting fired, getting rejected. You know, those are some pretty big things. So, yeah. I know last time I had two topics. I did two stories, but I'm only going to do one. It's called Saint Warning to King About Demon. I know, it's kind of chaotic. These stories are kind of chaotic, so if I, like, stumble, it's probably because it was written wrong. So we're going to get through it together, though. All right? So, Saint Warning to King About Demon! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Once a king wanted to become more powerful, he got to know about a saint who had came to his kingdom and was famous for helping people. King went to the saint and said to him, "Please tell me a way to become more powerful." Saint pointed towards a path and said, "Path you seeing in front of you, walk on it. After covering 20 kilometers, you will see a tree. On that tree, fruit will grow. If you pluck a fruit from that tree and eat it, you will become 100 times more powerful." Listening to this, instantly the king got up and got ready to go on the search for the tree. Before the king left, Saint warned him, "Keep one thing in mind. When you go on that path, you will encounter a demon, 1 foot tall. You should kill it and then move forward. Otherwise, he will make it difficult for you to pluck the fruit from the tree." The king started walking on the path the saint told him to walk on. After covering 2 kilometers, suddenly a monster appeared in front of him, as said by Saint. That demon stood in the way of the king. King saw that the demon was very small and thought, "I shouldn't waste my time in killing such a small demon. What can this do? I should save my energy and reach the tree as soon as possible." Thinking this, king pushed it aside and moved on. As king walked another 2 kilometers. I think that's what it is. It's abbreviations. I'm sorry. Kilometers. Demon again appeared in front of him, and this time his height was 2 feet. King again thought, "Why waste the energy in killing him?" and pushed him aside and went ahead. While moving forward every 2 kilometers, monster appeared in front of king, and every time his height would increase by 1 foot. Every time, king kept moving forward without killing it. When King reached near the tree, the demon appeared again. This time, it was 10 feet tall. Now, when King tried to pluck the fruit from that tree, demon stopped him. At that time, King remembered Saint's word that demon would have to be killed if King wanted to have that fruit, or it would not let him have it. Now, King had no choice but to fight that monster. Fierce battle started between the two. Many times, situations became as if monster would kill the king. After much struggle, somehow, king was able to kill that monster. The moral of the story is, in our life, when we keep striving towards achieving the goal, many times we have to face small problems and challenges. We often ignore them, knowing them to be small or inconvenient, and do not solve them. Then gradually, the same problems and challenges keep increasing. There comes a time when it is not possible to ignore them, and they become an obstacle in the way of achieving our goal. Sometimes it is beyond our control to cross those hurdles, and sometimes a lot of our time and energy is wasted in solving them. Later, we regret that why we did not find its solution earlier. That's why it's better to solve the problem in the beginning than to regret it later. So that was a nice little story. Not really a little, but it was a nice story to, you know, talk about success. You know, to get to success, you're going to have a lot of failures, and you're going to go through a lot of stuff. I mean, it's bound to happen. You can be successful, you just have to try, and you have to put in the effort. It's not a thing that just comes very easy. Also, real quick, we're going to hop back to the first episode of this year, where I asked everyone to write down their New Year's resolutions on a piece of paper or write it in your notes on your phone. I want you to pull that out right about now, and I want you to look at it and tell me how great you've been doing. I've been doing wonderful. Not really. I lied. I have made about 50 new recipes, I will say. I did make the president's list last semester. Do I think I'll make the dean's list this semester? I hope so. Right now, it's not looking good, so it's pushing me to be better. So you know, use that as your inspiration and, you know, use that to push forward. So, you know, keep that piece of paper. I'm proud of you. Don't forget that. If you don't have it, it's okay. I'm proud of you still. So we're going to hop over to today's songs, which is two. Again, I need to pick one and stick with one, but apparently I can't. I'm not good at that. So the first one is Antihero by Taylor Swift, which is about her insecurities coming to life and bothering her, which I think is like a thing where you're scared to succeed because you have like demons like that always scare you. So I feel like Antihero is a good one. And then On Top of the World is a good one for when you do succeed. I love it so much. On Top of the World is such a great song to listen to, especially when you like are working out. So if you need a workout song, there you go. That's a good workout song for you. Last week, I put two songs, Living on a Prayer and Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw, by the way. That's who it was by. But there's a lyric in it I wanted to say to that kind of goes with it. Let me see. I gotta find it. Okay, so towards the end of the song, it says, "Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind." So that line specifically, because yes, you can be successful, but you can also help someone who is in your steps who is failing. So success is not just a thing you do by yourself. You need other people's help. So, you know, keep that in mind. I know this episode's all over the place. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry. But it was unscripted, as you could tell. But, yeah. I mean, that, I guess that's pretty much all of it, you know. Just be, you know, if you get knocked down, it's okay. Get back up, walk it off, you'll be good. You know, I'm sorry, that was probably really loud. I'm so sorry. Okay, you know what, I'm just going to sign off because this is going really bad. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Motivation Monday Podcast and on Instagram at motivation_monday.ua. Yeah, go follow us there for when I post it and all that jazz. So, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off from this week's Motivation Monday. Don't forget to watch that attitude, have some gratitude, be aware of heartbreak and love. Don't forget to check on the people you care about for their mental health. Don't judge anyone. Is that it? I think that's all the ones we've done. Oh, challenge. I challenge you to help someone this week. That's what I challenge you to do. Go help someone. But yeah. Watch that attitude. Have some gratitude. Be aware of love and heartbreak. Check on someone that has mental health issues. Make sure they're okay. Don't judge people. And lastly, if you fail, try again. I guess that's all I gotta say to y'all. I hope y'all have a great week, a very motivated Monday, and please don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.